Welcome to Vista Norte Public Charter School, special board meeting operated by Alta Vista Public Charter, Inc. It is Wednesday, April the 14th at 1 o'clock. On March 17th, 2020, Governor Newsom issued Executive Order N-2920 related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The executive order allows state bodies governed by the Brown Act to hold public meetings via teleconferencing. The public is encouraged to participate in the meetings telephonically by dialing the conference line listed above and may submit written comments for prior consideration to the board members. Comments can be submitted to V. Mendoza at VistaNorteCharter.org. Public comment on the day of the meeting can also be given during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. As required by state law, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. So we'll open up the meeting and we'll do a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Sanford, present. Claudette Beck, present. Mike Malloy,
present.
John Dortch,
present.
And Barbara Willebrand,
present.
And we have a quorum. So we're now going to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'd ask everyone to put their phone on mute. Barbara, can I have you lead us?
Yes. Okay, repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Barbara. So now we're going to go and do staff introductions. We'll start with corporate officers.
Thank you, Madam President. Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
And then we'll move to school staff.
Janet Wilson, Area Superintendent.
This is Jeff Martin, Vice President, Charter Relations.
School Legal Counsel.
Good afternoon, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
And advisors who are supporting agenda items are presenting.
Hi, this is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
And any other staff who wishes to introduce themselves? All righty, so welcome to all of you who have come on the line. So now we'll go into, this is E, approve the agenda for the April 14th, 2021 special public meeting of the Board of Directors. Can I have a motion and a second to approve the agenda?
Okay,
so Mike Malloy motion. Who seconds?
This is John. I'll second. John Dortch.
Okay, so Mike Malloy motioned and John Dortch second. So we'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John Dortch?
Aye.
Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So that E has passed unanimously. We're now in public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter's jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. If you would like to participate in public comment, you must have signed in before the commencement of the meeting. Also, our teleconference line is open to members of the public who wish to participate in public comment. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. The total time allotted for public comment will not exceed 18 minutes for agenda item or 10 minutes for non-agenda items. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Shelley, is there anyone from the public who has contacted you?
Hi, this is Shelley. Sam's reporting that we did not receive any email from the public.
All right. Thank you so much, Shelley. So now we're going to go into three, closed session. So I need a motion and a second for us to adjourn open public board meetings to go into closed session.
Barbara Willebrand move.
Claudette Beck second.
All right. Barbara Willebrand has moved. Claudette Beck is second. We'll vote. Carol Sanford, aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Mike Floyd?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
Bill Thompson.
Charles Stanford.
John George.
Claudia Beck, I'm here.
Mike Mavoy.
Janet Wilson is on.
We'll see if Barbara can get back on. Barbara Willebrand. All right. Are we, Shelley, are we ready to go?
Yes, everyone is accounted for.
Okay. All right, so we're going to report out on the action taken. First of all, Claudia Beck and Barbara Willebrand, Claudia Beck motion and Barbara Willebrand seconds for us to go out of closed session. It was unanimous that we go out and into open session. And we want to report out on our actions. We voted unanimously to opt out of Reyes versus the state of California, case number 34-2020-8034-89. All right, so now we're going to go into four additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to congratulate the board for their dedication to come to various meetings when they're called, and I certainly appreciate that. It makes it easy for all of us, so thank you so much. Back to you.
All right. Anyone else who has any comments? If not, can I have a motion and a second to adjourn?
Cut it back. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Mark Malloy, one second.
Claudia Beck's motion, Mike Malloy's second to adjourn. We'll vote Carol Stanford, aye. Claudia Beck?
Aye.
Mike Malloy?
Aye.
John George?
Aye.
And Barbara Willebrand?
Aye.
So we are adjourned.